You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Well, I think it's fair to say that social media has played a significant role in amplifying cyberbullying and any kind of antagonistic behaviour that really cuts to the confidence of young women. And remembering that in those early ages is where you find your confidence and you find your backbone and you find your abilities to be more and to be a leader. And I think that what we are now seeing is that there are several organisations, whether they be business chicks or chief executive women, all sorts of female organisations, women's organisations, that are giving a lot of younger women resilience training to have them just be more resilient to the environment in which they find themselves. And I think it's a tricky time for us because with all of the terrific benefits of social media, what we've also got is the ability for people to be very, very negative in those channels. And we have a generation of young people who don't necessarily have the resilience to stand up to that kind of bullying. But I think over the course of the next several years, we'll start to see those young women come back into those leadership roles in the sense that they're going to want to become leaders themselves and develop the skills that they will need to get there. I think certainly if we look at the professionalism of women's sports and how good these women are, as they start to get better at professionalising these leagues and they are as professionally qualified as the men, we will get the audiences watching those games. And I think audiences will then be demanding a level of equality as well, because there is the audience to watch at the same participation level the female sport teams alongside the male sport teams, and that will hopefully have play its role in getting that equality of payment in professional sport.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.